Chapter 24. It couldn't possibly get any worse than this, I thought. A coward in the corner, clutching my captured wrench like a child's teddy bear, with no way out, and full of the knowledge that my magic had failed me. Oddly, that thought troubled me more than probable death. A lot more. Death was something that happened to everyone, only the timing was different for each of us. I knew that I would eventually die. Hell, I even knew I might die horribly. But I never thought that the magic would fail me. More accurately, I never guessed that I would fail it. I had pushed too hard, and my body wouldn't conduct the power I needed to utilize the forces I was accustomed to commanding. Granted, maybe I should have started with something smaller than a large and violent telekinesis, but the indication was there that I had burned out some internal circuitry. It might not ever come back. It was a loss of identity. I was a wizard. It was more than just a job, more than just a title. Wizardry was at the core of my being. It was my relationship with my magic, the way I used it, the things it let me do that defined me, shaped me, gave me purpose. I dwelled on these things while death danced over the concrete floor, clutching them like a sailor clinging onto the wreckage of his ship, trying to ignore the storm that had blasted it to pieces. I noted peripheral details of my pathetic hiding place. Marconi made a break for one of the garage doors, only to be pinned down behind the rusted truck by gunfire from some of the street wolves. Hendricks joined him, and a moment later the truck roared to life and crashed out through the garage door and into the gravel parking lot. Hendricks, in the rear of the truck, fired several blasts from the big shotgun back into the building, while the street wolves sent rounds skewing off after the truck. The real battle, though, took place between the street wolves and the FBI. It was largely a gunfight. Denton was armed with his FBI-issue automatic and what looked like an Uzi submachine gun. He cut down three of the lycanthropes with a swath of fire from the automatic weapon as he came through the door, and the two great wolves with him hurled into the darkness. Screams and savage snarling erupted from the shadows, and I could hear more of the lycanthropes dying, being torn apart by the enormous wolves that had once been agents Ben and Wilson. Parker screamed orders somewhere in the dark, half incoherent with rage. Denton reached into his jacket for a fresh clip for the Uzi, and I saw something across his belly that I noticed for future reference, should I have any future. I watched the killing, and I hid, and I prayed that there would be an opportunity to flee toward the open doors of the garage before Denton or Parker noticed me. It went on forever. Oh, I knew in some rational part of my brain that only seconds were going by, but it felt like days. I was terrified, and my head and my body hurt, and I couldn't use magic to protect myself. There was a sound near my ankle, and my heart leapt up out of my throat. I flinched violently away from it. The sound repeated itself in a continuous scrabble of noise. The floor, I noticed, was rough dirt and broken concrete in this corner, where the foundation was flawed. The scrabbling noise came from the very base of the wall, where the dirt was stirring and moving. Something was trying to dig its way beneath the wall and into the garage, practically right underneath my butt. I felt a chill of fear, followed swiftly by anger at the thing that had added to an already overabundant flow of adrenaline. I clutched my makeshift weapon in hand and moved to crouch over the source of the disturbance, lifting it in preparation to strike at whatever came through. I saw it in the dimness, and there was no mistaking the shape. A paw, a huge canine paw, scrabbling at the earth, digging out a shallow hole beneath the wall, frustrated by bits of concrete that had gotten in the way. Between shots, I could hear animal sounds outside, panting whimpers of eagerness, it seemed. Whatever was out there wanted to dig its way inside, and it wanted it bad. "Dig this," I muttered, and swung the wrench down on the paw, hard. There was an instant yelp of pain, and the paw jerked its way back out from beneath the corrugated metal wall. It was followed by a snarl, and the paw appeared again, whereupon I slammed the wrench down on it once more, with similar results. I heard a furious snarling sound from the other side, and I released a small surge of vindictive satisfaction by leaning down close enough to the hole to say, "Ha! Bring another one in here and I'll give you the same." I heard sounds outside for a moment, then the crunch of gravel and Tara West's smooth, unmistakable voice. "Wizard," she hissed. "Stop that!" I blinked, startled, and leaned down close to the hole. "Tara? Is that you? How did you know it was me?"
"You are the only man I ever met," Tara growled, "who would smash the paws that are trying to free you from certain death."
I flinched at another burst of gunfire from the far side of the garage.
"I'm going to tell them to dig again. Do not strike their paws."
"Them?" I demanded. "Them? Who?" But she didn't answer me. Instead, the scrabbling sounds began again. I looked over my shoulder at the rest of the room. I saw street wolves moving swiftly through the door at the gaping hole Marconi had left in the garage door when he escaped. In a flash of automatic muzzle fire, I saw Denton stand over the form of a lanky woman and firing down into it, apparently making absolutely certain she would never arise again. I had enough time to recognize Lana's face, now screwed up with pain rather than bloodlust. Her body jerked and twitched as Denton emptied the remainder of the clip into her, and then everything went black again. By my feet, the scrabbling sounds continued and then broke off in a yelp. I heard a series of vicious snarls and yelps from the half-dug hole beneath the wall, and I cursed.
"Tara,"
I whispered as loudly as I dared.
"What's going on?"
There was only more growling for answer and a sharp yelp that carried to the far side of the garage. I threw myself flat behind the toolbox in a pile of junk just before a flashlight beam swept over the corner where I was hiding.
"It's that bitch," Denton snarled. "Roger's got her outside."
There was a whispering sound and a tingling feeling along my spine. Then a throaty female voice purred.
"Parker's still here. So is that wizard. I can smell them."
"Damn it," Denton growled. "The wizard knows too much. Wilson, go help Roger."